Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to rectifying mistakes made in the prayer. Now, when a person thinks that he's made a mistake in the prayer, or he thinks that, or at least he has a doubt that some mistake has been made, then the sunnah which has come down to us from the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this regard is that if it is possible to make up for that mistake, then that atonement should be done, then the mistake should be made up, and it should be rectified, and also two prostrations should be offered, which are called prostrations of sahav, or sajda sahav. So, and if this is not possible, if rectifying that mistake is not possible, then only two prostrations which signify the sajda of sahav, they should be offered, and they would suffice. Now, since in this regard there are a number of things which are reported from our jurists, and they make the problem very complex, it's very difficult to find out when the sajda sahav is due and when we have to do what. So therefore, here it was essential that this misconception should be clarified, that the principle is very simple. As long as a person can rectify the mistake, he should rectify it and offer two prostrations as sahav. And if he cannot rectify the mistake, then two prostrations of sahav are enough, they suffice. This is the sunnah which has come down to us. And there, of course, there were a number of instances in the times of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well, in which, of course, mistakes and inadvertent mistakes were made by the Prophet himself as well, and he corrected them. And his own practice is something which actually signifies the sunnah which I have just described before you. And let me just describe two incidents in the lifetime of the Prophet which occurred, and which also give us these details and show us how the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually rectified the mistakes which he did while he offered the prayer. Now, the first of these is an incident which is reported by Imam Bukhari and is reported by the Prophet's companion Ibn Buhayna. He says that the Prophet offered the Zuhr prayer and he forgot to offer the Qa'dah. And he forgot to offer the Qa'dah, which of course is offered after 2 rakat. And as soon as he realized this, he uttered takbir before saying the salam and offered 2 prostrations, which of course are the prostrations of sahav, and then he said the salam. So of course, this is an instance in which the mistake could not have been rectified. He left out the Qa'dah, and of course the Qa'dah could not have been done again. So he just confined himself to offering 2 prostrations of sahav. Now here is another instance in which of course the practice was different. In this particular instance, which I'm going to just describe before you, it was possible for the Prophet to not only rectify the mistake, so he rectified it and also offered 2 prostrations of sahav. Now this is reported by Imam Muslim and it is reported by Imran ibn Hussein from the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says that the Prophet prayed the Asr prayer and after 3 rakat he turned to say salam and went over to his room. So he forgot to offer the 4th rakat. Now a person who was called Khirbak, who had very long hands, he went over to the Prophet and told him that he had forgotten to pray the 4th rakat. So the Prophet was slightly apprehensive, he was slightly angry. He came out and he asked the people for their corroboration. He asked them that, is this person telling the truth? And people said, yes, he's telling the truth. We have offered the prayer and just offered 3 rakats. So at this, the Prophet is reported to have prayed 1 more rakat and then he turned to say the salam. He then offered 2 prostrations and then again turned to say the salam. So it is clear here that here, since he had missed 1 rakat, he made up for that 1 rakat. He rectified that mistake by offering that missed 1 rakat and he also offered 2 prostrations of sahav. So it is clear that again, the principle which I outlined earlier on is the principle, if we adhere to, it makes life very easy. It makes rectifying mistakes made in the prayer very easy. I'll just repeat that principle before I end this talk. And that is that one has to rectify, if one thinks that some mistake has been made, or he has a doubt that a mistake has been made, then the sunnah which has come down from the Prophet in this regard is that if mistake can be rectified, then that should be rectified later on, and 2 prostrations of sahab should be offered. And if that mistake cannot be rectified, then just 2 prostrations should be offered as sahab, and this would suffice. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.